Like I said, let's get some help with this conversation. We'll get to you in a second. But joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is none other than Bob Ryan, the commissioner of basketball. Bob Ryan joins us again on the horn to talk some hoops. Also, we'll get to something that he's doing again this year, a great endeavor for the Action for Boston Community Development, which is hosting their Hoop Dreams event in September. Bob will once again be involved and a co-host with Doc Rivers and Brad Stevens. It's at the Auerbach Center September 3rd. So, great cause as always. Bob, thanks for taking the time. How you doing?
Robert?
Hey, hello, Tone. Hello, Michael. I'm doing fine, guys.
So here's a generic question. Was this a good offseason for the NBA? Did you like it? Do you think the league's a better place because of it?
I have to accede to the modern reality of what constitutes success for teams. And it is viewed as a giant success because they stole the headlines away from other sports, not just baseball, but even football, which is a remarkable thing. And they think so. So people who matter that they're dominating the conversation, it's become a 12-month-a-year discussion thing, fine. Now we can take a deep breath and when they start bouncing the balls in September and then see what the actual reality of it all is. But I think that you have to feel that if you're Adam Silver, you like the idea that people were talking about basketball as much as they were.
Okay, how about when we actually see the teams roll it out in October and November? It feels to me, Bob, that there are more teams that have a chance to win a championship than any time I can remember. In fact, I'm not sure. I don't know who's going to win the championship, and usually I do. Isn't that a good thing?
Yes, because we've had a run now that is over, the dominance of the Warriors, their five-year run or so, in which you had to start with them and then figure out everybody else. Now we know that they're falling back in the pack, and there were several teams in the West, and not only that, there's several teams that can win in the West, but there are probably going to be two or three teams that will not make the playoffs in the West that are going to be pretty good teams. The East, not quite so much, we know that, but the East has at least been opened up to where there's some discussion now. Is it Milwaukee? Is it Philadelphia? Certainly Toronto will not be able to defend its championship. We know that. Is Indiana going to be a sneaky good team? And we have a team here in Boston that I think is going to be better than people think.
Well, how far have they fallen, Bob? Hit on that. How far have the Celtics fallen?
Well, they've fallen to where they are. I think the Vegas references are there, 25-1, whereas maybe a year ago it would have been 7 or 8-1. They're not a top tier. You have to draw a line. They're in the second tier of teams now in the East, whereas a year ago at this time there were four clear teams that had a chance to win, and they were one of them, along with Toronto, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia. And now they're not on that level at the moment, at least on paper right now. I do think that there's certain contingencies that could make them put them on that level, one of which is the complete return to all-star form of Gordon Hayward, which I actually anticipate.
So, Bob, are you as disenchanted with Kyrie Irving as everyone else, or would you have preferred they keep him?
I was very willing not only to drive him to the airport, but to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and buy his coffee on the way to the airport. I'm exasperated with him. I know what a transcendent physical talent he is. I know that he goes to the rim at his size as well as anyone ever has. I know all that, and I know that he can be a tremendous player, but I just think the drama with him I don't need, and I don't think the Celtics need. And I have two words of advice for the Brooklyn Nets and their fans: caveat emptor, or as we said around the block in Trenton, buyer beware.
Okay, but if Kyrie had wanted to come back, are you saying that you would have encouraged the Celtics to let him go?
Well, I thought it all was interesting because I didn't know that they were going to get Walker. You know, this just before or after they got that they know that there's a chance to replace him with a very good ball player who doesn't bring drama. What I thought at the time, let's back up pre-Walker, is that how do we rein Terry Rozier back in? How do we get him back? Can we get him back to where he was a year ago at this time, coming off his playoffs when he was really a good player? He's always been a good defender. He averaged 16 points a game. He made threes. They went where they went with him. And we know that he was a pouting, you know, sourpuss all year long. And then we sounded off on the way out the door. And I wonder, can we get him back? This is before. So, yeah, I would have been happy to live with Terry Rozier and not Kemba Walker if they could have, you know, reeled him back in, and I didn't know whether that was possible or not.
Bob, you're not a person who believes that Walker is better than Irving, are you?
No, but I think he's good enough to win with that at a high level. I think he doesn't better than Irving. Look, I said Irving's talent is tremendous, but we saw the effect. His personality is a peculiar personality. You know, to this moment, guys, we still don't know. He has never categorically said this is why I got out of Cleveland. We all think we know why he got out of Cleveland. And he may have said so in so many words, but he never said the words. And I think this is this means that this is a guy, he's searching for something, he doesn't even know what it is. I don't think he knows what's going to make him happy. I make one prediction for you. He's going to play for four or five teams, and each one, upon his departure, will say, God, we couldn't figure that guy out.
Bob Reining, Brian Bryan, again, joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Why do you think Horford left the Celtics, Bob? And is that a more concerning decision to you than Kyrie?
Well, yeah, much more, because I first of all, I bear him no ill will. I don't bear Kyrie Wilson ill will either, but I don't care what happens to Kyrie. I don't care what he does with his life. But Al Horford's an exemplary guy. You want every team gets better in both ways, both on and off the court, the minute he signs up with you. So the Sixers have, I hate seeing him. If he's going to leave, God, don't go to a rival, you know. Don't go to a division rival, let alone I don't know why he left. Maybe he made a decision that he accepted. He just looked at the landscape all right away and said, maybe he has a real profound admiration for Simmons's game, which I don't. Maybe he does. I think he has a very high evaluation on Embiid. Maybe it's simple as that. He didn't want to play center much, and he was going to have to play more five, if you want to even call it that anymore. He wanted to play that position such as it is in the league anymore. And he doesn't have to do that in Philadelphia, except on a very rare occasion. He's got Embiid. I'm going to stick with that. And he looked at a pragmatic business decision for him. And at this point in his career, where can he accomplish what he would do with the least personal stress? And he seemed to think it was going to be Philadelphia rather than Boston. I don't think he was unhappy in Boston. I just think he's going to be happier in Philadelphia.
Bob, I got to ask you about this only because we were just talking about it. But Westbrook and Harden together in Houston, for all I know, those guys are nuclear physicists. Okay, I have no idea. On the floor, I think they're two of the dumbest players I've ever seen, and they're both ball hogs, and it feels like a disaster waiting to happen with those two.
It's going to be fascinating. You know, we've had a history of big clashing talents being put together to see what happened. You go all the way back to Monroe and Frazier, and it worked because Monroe made a sacrifice. It's going to be fascinating because this is Harden's team now, and here comes Westbrook. Is Westbrook going to acknowledge that this is Harden's team and that he's got to take a step back psychologically, even let alone on the court? Is he capable of that at this stage of his career? I don't know. I don't know at all. And the other thing, people say, well, they played together before. Well, guess what? Not really, because this James Harden isn't the James Harden that Westbrook played with. He was a sub. Now James Harden is a guy who thinks he's the best player in the world, and has got credentials, certain credentials. Westbrook, meanwhile, arrives with this triple-double thing, which I think is counterproductive to and gets in the way of him being a better player if he's obsessed every night with one thing only and getting a triple-double. And I say this, guys, the only reason I think it may work, maybe, is because they got the right coach. If there's anybody that can accommodate offensive genius, if you will, that knows how to handle offense and that is wedded to offense and will figure out a way maybe to play that are better in nature, it's Mike D'Antoni.
Okay, Bob, one more quick one. Have you given up on your Boston Red Sox yet?
I've given up in terms of, on the division? Yeah, of course. I'm preparing myself for that for one game in the end of September, if that. I haven't given up on the team being able to accomplish that, getting one of the wild cards. I'm not unhappy. I'm disappointed, but I think I'm a pragmatist. I am so satisfied with what's going on since 2004 and having these satisfying years that we've had in 04, 7, 13, and 18. I'm speaking as a season ticket holder now, as you know, and that I'm not greedy. I'm disappointed. I like to see them play better.
Who do you blame?
Well, I think the bullpen thing has to be right at the feet of Dombrowski, number one, but he's not responsible for Mookie. Although Mookie's having a strange year, he's leading the league in runs scored. He's still a terrific player, but he's not the player he was a year ago yet. But Dombrowski and the bullpen thing, I understand the need, the idea that Kimbrel, we saw the signs of slippage, fine, but you got to replace him, and he didn't do it.
Bob, Tell us about the ABCD event that you're hosting.
All right, let me back up with this. We started, I would say we, because about 20 years ago, and I have I had a personal affiliation due to my good friend Bobby Elias with the association, with the organization, which is the anti-poverty agency that has served Boston fantastically for 50 years. They got a fundraiser going 20 years ago called Field of Dreams, in which teams, corporate teams, paid money to go to Fenway Park with and play softball on Fenway Park, and it became a big hit, huge hit in the fundraiser. When Doc Rivers came to Boston as coach, I put him in touch with Bobby Elias, and three of us had dinner one night, and this is not what the goal was, and I sat down at dinner that night, but here's what came out of it. I just wanted those guys to get together, and I thought there was a good potential partnership there. Doc is sitting there, and he says, now, I understand you guys have this thing called Field of Dreams with softball. What if we do this thing at the Garden? What if we get the Garden and do the same thing with basketball? We get corporate teams to come to the Garden, and I don't know whether he named it Hoop Dreams or Bob did, or that, but we came out with Hoop Dreams. Thus was born Hoop Dreams at the Garden. Now, and it's become another wonderful fundraiser, and companies can sign up. By the way, there are some openings left for September 3rd. $10,000 is the fee for the company. Co-ed, by the way, if you want. Let me make that clear. And I can give you a name and number before we leave to call. But this year and this year only, it's at the Auerbach Center because of the renovation of the Garden. The Garden has been tremendous host, as has the Red Sox. They've stepped up and hosted this. People come. They have a great time. And they've loved playing at the Garden, and they're going to love playing at the opulent, the Taj Mahal of practice centers, right, where the Celtics practice every day. Brad, has embraced this as well. And when we have the night, we have the games, and at the conclusion of the games, I conduct a Q&A with Brad and Doc, these two wonderful guys, and we have just a good old-fashioned hoop talk, and it's a great time is had by all.
Okay, tell how people can get involved. A number,
okay,
or a website?
Liz Gillis, G-I-L-L-I-S, at ABCD, 617-348-6244. She'd love to hear from you, Mr. Businessman or company, and I'm telling you, your employees will thank you.
Give me a website.
Oh, geez, that's a ABCD, I'm sure, and I am failing in my duty.
Okay, Bob, you know what we'll do? On 985thesportshub.com, we'll put up details on that.
So, guys, I really appreciate you having this. This is a tremendous cause. This organization has served people, served Boston so well for 50 years. I really appreciate the chance to talk about it.
Bob, it was great to talk to you. Wonderful landline. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
See you, Bob. Bye-bye. Bob Ryan joining us here on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Promise, to your phones right after this.